Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Pro Beautiful podcast. The last two episodes have been about how I really got my wires crossed at one point during a conference and how grieved that left me. And I was talking about this with Bob because I said, Bob, if I'm on the phone with my mom, I'm never like, boy, I wonder who this is. Is it my mom or is it the person who's calling to tell me that my son needs to go in for a dental cleaning? I just am not confused about that. But even as I was saying those words, the Lord reminded me that in normal circumstances, this is true. And not only that, but when I'm on the phone at this point with our magical phones that we have, it's pretty easy to tell who's calling. There's caller ID, or at least the number that somebody is calling from. And so usually we have even a heads up before we answer who is on the other end of the line. But then the Lord reminded me that there are times where the clear voice gets a little bit mixed up. So I don't know if you've ever had this where you were trying to reach somebody and the line was really crackly. It can be hard to tell who's on the other end. Or if somebody answers with a completely different intonation than they normally do. So I have done this before with someone. They called and instead of saying, hello, this is Amy, I said something like, hello. And the person was like, oh, I think I might have the wrong number. And I was like, oh, sorry, it's Amy. What do you need? So, you know, if I'm inadvertently sounding like a humorous man or something, that would be really disorienting for the person who's calling. There's also an issue. So not only might the line be static or garbled, or it could be that the person's voice sounds different than normal. There's also issues of context. If you're trying to talk to somebody and they, you know what they sound like if they're the dentist scheduler and you know their voice, but then you happen to be running into them at the grocery store and you're like, okay, I know I've heard that voice before, but am I in the right place? Like what's going on here? So that's more an issue of location confusion. And then there's also the issue of really strong emotion. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but if somebody has been weeping for a long time, it changes their voice. Or I guess you could say if somebody's just first waking up, I don't know if you've ever tried to get on the phone with somebody when they've first woken up and it's kind of like, hello, and you're like, who am I talking to? All of which is to say there are actually things that could obscure what should be a normal voice. And if I were to be talking to my mom and any one of those things happened, a strong degree of emotion, I know there are times where somebody will call just crying so hard and it's like, I don't even know who this is. I can't understand what you're saying. I'm so sorry. That it's not a simple one and done. Of course, you're always going to hear correctly. And if you don't, you are a horrible daughter or a horrible person. And so I was thinking about this in terms of the relationship with the Lord, because I truly was so upset. Like, what is the matter with me, Lord, that I didn't recognize your precious voice? And one of the things that Bob had said that I didn't fully catch on to until after being able to process for a little while was he said, Amy, if you're in a different geographic location, there are different blocks to being able to hear, or it's just a different environment. And so you don't necessarily know how to navigate in that other location. And if you're dealing with different questions in the moment, you know, in my lower pasture, I have a very unique and beautiful way that I spend time with the Lord. And it's not that I don't hear from God if I'm going elsewhere, but it's very different. In the lower pasture, unless the Lord tells me to worship, the only sound that I hear is the sound of the little creek that runs on one of the sides, or the sounds of birds or, I guess, insects at times. But if I'm in Redding, California, and I go to the Alabaster Prayer House, it's beautiful. It just has soft music playing all the time. That is not normally what I deal with. And so that can be a little bit disorienting just in itself, because there's like it's beautiful music, but it's distracting for me, who's used to only the noises of birds and bugs. And so I say all of this just as, I guess, a way of trying to say, Lord, we need more grace. We need more grace to be able to hear your voice well. We need more grace to be able to recognize when you're speaking. And we need grace that we just don't come under condemnation if we miss it. Thank you that we don't come under condemnation if somebody's crying so hard we don't recognize their voice right away on the phone. We don't come under condemnation if the line is not very good. It's more like, oh, you're calling me from India. How honored I am. Thank you. It was a little bit hard to hear at first, but I'm really glad to talk to you. Lord, that there is a kindness that you give to us. And so I pray that we would enter into that kindness and that you would be always teaching us how to hear your voice better. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.